Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 79 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 18th is, are you afraid to try something when there is a possibility of failure? What is the root of your fear? Do you believe your self-worth rests on achievement at any level? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. Rising above is one of our inside fundamentals, our mindset fundamentals. And if you're a new listener, make sure you go to our website and download our free guide to help you write your own story. If you'd like some detail and explanation on rising above and the other fundamentals of success that we talk about on the podcast. So what does rising above have to do with our fear of failure? Rising above is about using the struggles and storms of our lives to gain new wisdom. And many times that new wisdom has to do with letting go of what the world thinks, or at least what we perceive that the world thinks. So I'm positive that we've all been afraid to fail at something at some point in our lives. I would ask you to raise your hand if you've ever been afraid to fail, but that would be kind of pointless on a podcast. So let's just assume that you have. Think about that, and think about what the root of your fear was. No matter how we slice it, outside of our fear of failure, being centered on a fear that we will endure physical harm, almost every form of fear to fail leads back to the idea that we believe it will impact our self-worth. And this is why an emphasis on external results on any level actually works against reaching excellence, which is living up to our full potential as a human being. And let me give you what I see as the two most common examples. The first is that when we focus on external results and trying to earn our self-worth through them, and we aren't currently achieving those results, and conditions don't look favorable for us to ever get them, we quit. And it's fairly obvious that we can't reach our full potential if we quit. And the other example is when we are achieving those external results, and we think it gives us the right to cut corners on our integrity. We think it gives us the right to treat others poorly. We think it gives us so much self-worth that it gives us a free pass to do what we want. But what about those people who have both? What about those people who are able to achieve both external results and be good people? Great question. And here's the answer. What happens when you take away those people's external results? They are still the same person, which means their self-worth doesn't rest on those external achievements. And here's what it comes down to. Any form of external results and achievement can be taken away from us at any time. Look at Dave Dravecky, the major league pitcher who was diagnosed with cancer while pitching for the San Francisco Giants in 1988. He had surgery to remove the cancer in his throwing arm and made a miraculous comeback the following August and pitched 8 full innings. 5 days later, Dravecky broke his arm while throwing a fastball, and it was discovered the cancer had returned. Not only was Dravecky's career over, but 2 years later his arm and shoulder would need to be amputated in order to stop the spread of the cancer. And when I heard Dave Dravecky speak in person, he talked about how he went through an identity crisis in the aftermath of losing his arm. Because the ability to produce those results on the baseball field he was used to producing was suddenly taken away from him. So the best way to remove our dependence on external results to make up our self-worth is to rise above them, to take a higher perspective and remove the power we give to results to control us. So how about you? Are you afraid to try something when there is a possibility for failure? What is the root of your fear of failure? Do you believe your self-worth rests on your achievements and external results on any level? Are we going to be able to completely eradicate fear? No way. But often, all we need to do is get our feelings of courage to outweigh our feelings of fear. And when our feelings of courage can get to at least 51%, then we can usually get that majority of our feelings of courage to overpower those feelings of fear. So when we can rise above the need to put our worth in external results, then we can greatly decrease those fears and give our feelings of courage a better chance to take over. And when we live with courage rather than fear, we can write our own story. And when we write our own story, we can make a positive impact on our students by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.